Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drew.
I'm Phil Fackner.
Now, listen, tell me, Phil, did you watch the big footy game there?
I didn't watch it live. I had a wedding. I had a wedding that night. But I did watch it over the weekend. I'm quite impressed with it. The skills were unbelievable, weren't it? To see the best players, basically.
Well, from the point of view of it being a fundraiser for the bushfire victims, the mighty big V makes a reappearance.
Yep.
All stars. That
what was Guernsey. The Guernsey?
Well, somebody told me
what,
it was
gold
white.
And white.
Well, it looked more pinkish to me. But I mean, obviously, from the point of view of 50,000+ people and the events around it,
half a million plus.
It was an absolute success. I mean, I think there's a few things I'd like to sort of say about it. One is that it was great that the vast majority of your superstars fronted up to play the game.
Yep, the odd one pulled out just here and there, but there were legitimate reasons.
Yeah, the vast majority, obviously they did it for nothing.
Yeah.
And the reality is that it was putting their bodies on the line. There's always the possibility of an injury, which, fortunately no one got. Honestly, I reckon the only thing in the presentation of the whole thing missing was on the big screen, sure, sitting on that naval boat singing, "If I Could Turn Back Time."
Oh.
Because to me, it was just the best game of footy. It was like I was in a time warp and watching footy how it used to be played.
Yeah, and evidently the clubs are quite for it because it was a really good hit out for their players in the best conditions that they could possibly, it was just a good trial game, basically,
Well, the only thing I'd argue is that, it was such a great game to watch because I couldn't believe it. I got excited. They actually played three forwards and three half forwards.
What? What are they doing?
Well, they actually played almost positions that football used to play.
Why don't they?
Well,
because, I mean, the game was open, the skill was high, very good scoring.
Yeah, all of the above, what you've just mentioned, is exactly what made it a spectacle.
Yeah.
But, you see, I've got a couple of thoughts on this, that, A, I reckon it was almost an instruction. I'm not belittling the game, but it was more of an exhibition game rather than a real game because the skill, you've just said it, the skills were on show.
Yep.
You actually could kick the ball without gross pressure because I actually saw a couple of one-on-one contests.
What? No.
I thought I was dreaming at the time, and actually blokes on the run receiving a handball and having... Now, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Someone to kick it to in the forward line.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
I honestly thought I was dreaming, and I guess a reference to the mighty crowded house. Unfortunately, come round one, which is only a couple of weeks
I've
away.
I've done the tips already, Rick. I haven't told you that.
Oh, really?
I'm in the footy tips.
That I'm very impressed with.
Yep, they're in.
That's actually quite amazing. So what I'm concerned about is come round one, I reckon Crowded House, as song The Dream Is Over, will be right back because what will we see? Nothing like we saw the other night.
Let's flood everything.
Let's have basically 36 players minus one or two on the ball at the same time.
Yep.
Let's see no one in the forward line. So... To maintain possession, you kick it sideways or backwards. We'll have continuous sort of rugby scrum after rugby scrum. Handballs, not on the run like the other night. They'll be within the pack because they can't get it out of the pack. And, and we argue that this is the new form of footy.
As we speak, I reckon I saw Charlie, I'll pick on Charlie here, but I reckon I saw him out of position about 10 or 15 times last year where he had to run, and he can't run that quick. I mean, he's all right for a big guy, but, he had to run back and try and mark the ball over his head. If he was leading out of that square, I don't know.
Well,
I know we harp on about it, Rick.
It really was the exhibition of the way the game used to be played. And as I said, it's going to revert back to the way they do it. And I think I know the reason why. Because the concept in this day and age, in the hope of winning a premiership, is it's built on defence.
Yeah.
Everything is built on defence. And
stop the other team scoring. And, yep. You know.
And so as a consequence, all those lovely goals, opportunities for goals.
We don't see that.
The All-Stars, if they hadn't kicked inaccurately, would have...
Yes, you know, they would have won quite comfortably, wouldn't they?
But that's all going to go out the window. Now, I know that sort of Alex Rance is the epitome of basically the perfect defender.
Yep.
And Richmond have had some great deal of success. But it's this sort of defensive stuff that's turning people away. You know, the crowds,
absolutely.
The stands are simply not where they used to be.
I think we talked about it last year. Yeah. You know, some of the games I went to was just, it was just, it wasn't any worth watching. Yeah. I might as well go to the canteen and, you know.
As much as there is an incredible skill involved in being a very good defender, they're not the sort of excitement machines that your Dusty Martins or your Paddy Dangerfields, Robbie Grays, Scott Pendlebury's, Nat Fives, you know, Marcus Bontempelli, Lachie Neale. I mean, they're the sorts of spectacular players that fill grandstands.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You know, and I mean, you can argue, or some will argue, well, hang on, do those sorts of players win grand finals? Well, let's face it, Dusty Martin does, but whether anyone's...
Bontempelli? Yeah. You know, he was very good in the grand final.
But unfortunately, you know, it's going to... The old... the dream is over will happen in a fortnight's time.
The only thing I can probably say is, Rick, I'd like to see it, well, whether it's yearly, but I'd probably like to see the big... South Australian Guernsey, and then alternate year WA against the big V.
Yeah,
and let's do it for the Children's Hospital or the, you know, let's get another couple charities and just, you know,
look,
each year.
I wouldn't disagree with that. I think that, I mean, if it's going to come, it won't come back on a regular basis.
No,
there's no
will,
way.
But...
And I think you described very at the start of the show that it was a good runaround practice game.
Yeah.
But I've got a feeling that, the you know, without the emphasis, although you've mentioned a charity, I think when they do play them, they will be, inverted commas, exhibition-type games because of the risk of injury if they're fair dinkum.
Yeah, and then they're not worth watching. If you can, you know,
that's right. Yeah. The novelty wears off very quickly. Yep. I'm not saying it was rigged, but it's, you know, I mean, even some of the tackling, you know, they got up and patted each other on the head and stuff, and there were smiles.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
I don't mind that so much, but it's when they're giggling and you know, they're making out, they're having a wrestle on the ground, you can't watch that.
It was a bit like, you know, a car running on 4 out of 6 cylinders, I reckon. Now we'll change. Phil, I don't know whether this was a dream I had or not, but I hear you're a bit of a Gold Coast fan supporter.
Well, not really, Rick.
Well, what were you saying
about
them?
The AFL, well, they're sinking just a couple dollars into them.
They're not, are they?
$27.5 million last year alone into
you're talking about 1 year, not since they've
last
been created.
Last year. Into the Suns. And then, well, being a fan, which I'm not, merchandise, they only sold $243,000 and a little bit more, $983
worth. Sounds like a worthwhile
investment. So there's only a couple
investment.
T-shirts there. And then overall, the AFL, $250 million.
They've sunk into the
Suns.
That is
sunk into the Suns.
That is
and
right.
Never played finals and never really looked like playing finals.
No.
Maybe this year. Who knows?
Well, who knows?
And very high draft picks every year.
Well, I think they're guaranteed of the top draft picks for 3 years in a row or something.
Isn't that a joke? I mean, Carlton were meant to give their number one draft pick to the Crows. Well, that didn't happen because they didn't finish bottom.
No.
So, you know, I mean, it's all up in the air, isn't it?
The other very sad thing is, and I don't think it's solvable, to be honest, is that whether they get the number one draft picks or not, no one wants to go and play for them.
No. And let's face it, Lukosius, and, you know, he's only an average player, really, over there. And I think we said that right from the word go. Those forwards take time to develop.
Yeah.
And whether they do, you know, Shackey, Yeah, he's okay, yeah. But, you know.
I mean, the only thing I suppose to sort of try and be balanced with them is I've got no doubt, I haven't got the figures in front of me, but they poured bucket loads, probably as much, if not more, into getting Sydney up and running. Yeah. But at least they succeeded.
Well,
and
they are.
I mean, Sydney have been the proverbial powerhouse. You know, they've played in and won grand finals. Yep. I think they've been in the top eight just about more times than not since they became a powerhouse. And so you can say, well, you can argue that that's a worthwhile investment, but I just find it hard to believe that
it's a lot of money.
Very, very heavily rugby orientated state that more than one side. Mm. I mean, Brisbane aren't the financial wonder world either, at least they're up and
they've had a bit of success. It's a few years back, but they're still a very good side now, aren't they?
I know there's all the talk, but I still think they'd have been better off investing somebody all that money into Tasmania or something.
Oh, I agree with you. Yeah. Straight away. Okay, Rick, we're still on a little bit of footy. Just quickly run through a couple of things I found out this week.
Yep.
Darren Ziller to be assistant coach. Darren Ziller's not a household name, but Stephen and Jason were. They're brothers. Yep. He's the older brother of. He's a 300-game player at Lobe, Lobethal, in the Adelaide Hills. He was Brett James's assistant at Kersbrook, won many, many grand finals in the A2 Hills.
Yep.
So he'll be a handy just to sit.
Where's
on the bench.
Assistant at?
He's at Angaston Jay Shannon.
Yeah.
Good friends, workmates, sort of thing.
Well, that's a big plus for Ango.
Yep. Malcolm McGrath, he's coaching up in the York Peninsula this year, so he's gone. He was assistant, he's filled in for him. Right. Quickly, I touched on it last week, was the Port District's one guy going to Newry is Trent Heffernan. He played two league games for Port Maggies.
Yep.
And he stayed under 23 amateurs for the amateur league. And the other one is Ned Heath. He's from Henley, and he's a ruckman. So a couple of handy pickups there for you. I didn't know their names last week. Found out their names this week.
Oh, you
so
you
that's
researched.
All cleared up, right, Rick?
Well, Phil, you are all over.
I don't like being half done.
No. Well, that's very good.
Yeah.
Now listen, the Redbacks.
Yes. Oh, another game coming up.
Yes. A must-win game against the Vics. Right?
Where are we sitting? We're about fourth?
We're fourth.
Fourth.
But we have to beat Victoria, and then we'd have to beat Victoria third.
Yep.
Queensland second.
Yep.
And we'd have to win both of those games, not draw
those
them.
Those two.
Have a chance of playing against New South Wales have stitched up first spot.
Yep.
But, I mean, Jamie Siddons has pulled off yet another coup.
What's he done?
Jake Lehman's back.
Oh.
Hey? Jake,
is he going to add to those 16 runs he made
pre-Christmas?
Yep,
and Jamie reckons he's in very good form and he's really pleased to see him back.
Yep.
Now, what I had questioned about that is that, as you said, he made 16 runs in five digs in three games, right? Siddons claims he's in good form, but in those 16 runs, he actually, in between, made two centuries in district cricket. Now, I don't think he's actually...
How much better formed he can you?
But, you know, the argument is that he's not going to be...
Game for the boys, you reckon?
Oh,
Be a game for the boys.
Oh, I think so. Yeah,
I reckon.
Yeah. So, anyway, Jamie's confident anyway. So, we'd better... While we're on the cricket, the local crickets were unbelievably...
Yes, very close.
Very interesting, Phil.
Very interesting.
I won't go into the total analysis, but Angaston are a bit like New South Wales in the Shield.
Yep.
Angaston will finish top.
Got beaten, though, last week,
They
Rick.
Did. First time for the year.
First time for the year?
First time for the year. They actually got beaten by Newry, but they're 125 comfortably. There's only this one round to go.
Yep.
So Ango have stitched up first position. Now, this is where it's really interesting. South Gawler have moved into second, but only on percentage ahead of Tanunda. They're both on 105 points, and South's is 1.42%, Tanunda 1.36. Now, Newry... that win over topside Ango, they've slotted into fourth position and Sandy Creek have dropped down. Now, Newry on 75, Sandy Creek's on 65. Sandy Creek is 0.02% better.
Yep.
But there is more, Phil.
What is it?
Last round. Could you... You could. Somebody you must have had a crystal ball for this.
Surely Angaston can't play South.
How did you guess that?
And Tanunda wouldn't play Newry.
Oh, you're right on the money.
Oh,
how?
What a round. You know where I'm going to be?
Where are you going to be, Phil?
Playing bowls.
But what a way to finish the season.
Oh,
the
that's way, incredible, I mean, isn't it?
Because, in fact, if Tanunda knock off Newry,
yep.
I mean, there's no guarantee in either of these games.
Well, Newry will Sammy Calhoun play, or will he play a trial game where there's a trial game on?
Who knows? But, I mean, if Tanunda were to knock off Newry,
yep.
then they would quite possibly, and if Ango was to knock off South,
yep.
then Tanunda would finish second. Now, the only other interesting bit is that if Newry went down to Tanunda,
yep.
Sandy Creek are playing Malalar. Now,
ooh, that's not a foregone. No. Not with the Birchmoors.
That's right. The Birchmoors are on fire. So, I mean, Sandy have got every incentive to win it.
Oh, absolutely. But, I mean, that doesn't mean much, does it?
So, gee whiz, you'd be only writing the premiership table out in pencil at the moment, wouldn't you? And you'd have a razor.
I wonder what game you'll have, Rick.
I'm not sure at this point in time. But... Now, the other thing is Cricketer of the Year. I tell you what, it's almost as if somebody wrote a fairy tale finished because of the tightness of the premiership. And have a look at these. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that analysis or stats are the totally governing factor. But Trent Gers is leading the batting aggregate on 698 at 49.8. Sammy Calhoun second. He's on 636. He's only 62 behind, but his average is 63.6.
Couple not outs. Well, he's 131 not out last week, wasn't he?
That helps with you. Yeah. Yep. So probably aggregates a better idea than averages.
I think you're right.
Brian Montgomery.
Yep.
Freeling. Captain champion, 494 at 44, and Jake Birchmore from Malalar, 444 at 49. Now look at the bowling. Brian Montgomery leading by 9 wickets. He's got 41 wickets at 14.5. David Doakey, 32 wickets from Newry at 11.8. Trent Gers, 32 at 17. And David Goldner, 31. So you've got Trent Gers, one in the batting aggregate, number three on the bowling aggregate, and you've got Brian Montgomery, number three on the batting aggregate, number one.
Wow.
So, gee whiz.
Between those two, you would think, and you'd probably throw Sammy Calhoun in there as well.
You would, because I'm not sure how many wickets, but he's a good all-rounder as well. Yeah. So, it's going to be an amazing, interesting
finish. Well, it will be. Now, Rick, have we got a joke?
We have
just in finishing, we're just about on overtime.
We are. You're absolutely spot on. At the AGM, Phil, the footy club AGM.
Yep.
The continual interrupter was told by the chairman that he was out of order. Out of order, said the heckler. How can I possibly be out of order? That, said the chairman, looking at him fair and square, is a question that can only be answered by a vet.
Well, it hasn't been passed by our producer, but anyway, we'll go with it.
We've gone with it. So that's all, folks. So until next time, this is Rick.
This is Phil.